This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always check us out on the web. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Palm Springs shot me an email. It said, I suffer from arthritis. What can I do to help the flare-ups? Well, first thing, it depends on if it's rheumatoid arthritis or if it's osteoarthritis, two different ones. Osteoarthritis, also more a little bit more on the degenerative side. And then, of course, rheumatoid has an autoimmune component to it where the body's attacking itself on an ongoing basis. And there's different medications that can work. But there's also a lot of natural things that can work. And here's the big one. Depending on whether it's rheumatoid, being the autoimmune one, or osteoarthritis, being more the degenerative one, here's the deal. When it comes to arthritis, first thing you've got to do is reduce inflammation in the body. Why? An itis is an inflammatory condition, period. So itis means inflammation. Remember, if you're eating foods that are creating inflammation in the body, if you're living a lifestyle that's inflaming the body or creating inflammation in the body, then you're working against yourself every single day. First things first, change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, change the way you live, period. It doesn't happen any other way. So the choices come down to you, Gail. I would encourage you to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Where do you find that? It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Now, is that a push? Yes, because I think you should read the book, period. The foods in there, I worked very hard to list all of them out. You've got all the ones that will create inflammation and that you should avoid, and the ones that will help you avoid the inflammation altogether. So there's two food lists in there that will be very helpful to you. The other issue with arthritis is figuring out if it is rheumatoid or not, and you can go to your physician, get some simple blood tests done. They'll run all of the tests and give you a great answer. If it is rheumatoid, and that's what we're talking about, you've got to deal with the immune system. All right. If it's autoimmune, meaning the body's attacking itself, you've got two major components in that. You've got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. The key is to figure out which one of those, if you're dealing with autoimmune, if it's rheumatoid, you've got to figure out which one of those is active and which one is dormant, because one of those is going to be chilled out and the other one is going to be at work, if you will. Now, the key is with autoimmune process, if that's where we're going with this, that autoimmune, once you turn the light switch on, you can't turn it off technically. But if you can find a dimmer switch, then that's the way to go. So it's about finding the dimmer switch. And there's ways to figure out whether TH1 is more active or TH2. You can use green tea, and echinacea tea is a great way to figure it out. Also, they have some blood tests that they can check. They're very expensive, but they can figure out exactly which aspect of that is being affected. And, of course, different medications are involved. There are also some natural alternatives that can be helpful. Osteoarthritis, different animal, standard degeneration within the body, wear and tear of the joints. You've got lack of vitamin D, typically, and you've got calcium that's not being utilized within the body that has to make the change. Scientists identify a new gene for stubborn breast cancers. They're saying they've identified a gene which is linked to about 70% of breast cancer cases that are resistant to hormone treatments. This is actually a big deal. So since hormones can trigger the growth of tumors, treatments that inhibit those hormones can be a key to treating certain breast cancers. Researchers at the Massachusetts-based Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research wrote in a journal, Nature, the examples include tamoxifen, which is a class of drug called aromatase inhibitor, the BBC News reported, and the newly identified a gene called the PHGDH, which much more active than the tumors, do not respond to hormone therapies, the scientists wrote. And the researchers said the identifying of the gene could one day lead to a drug that could inhibit the gene's harmful activity. That was in the BBC News. I think that's incredible. And if you've ever been around breast cancer or been around the treatment or been around surgery and seen the devastation of what women go through with this at such a young, early age, it is incredible. One of my close friends lost his wife when she was only about 36 or 37, I believe. Left him widowed with three little girls. And watching that entire process of them doing everything natural they could, and then, of course, going on and doing chemo and radiation, double radical bilateral mastectomy, and going through all of that, and then watching her eventually was just amazing. And that's a friend. You know, it's funny, you got a doctor hat, and then you got a friend hat, and when you're dealing with friends, it's like the doctor hat just goes off, and you can see patient after patient go through that, and your heart feels for them. But when it's someone close like family or friends, it's a really tough thing. So to watch that, pretty amazing. So to find resources coming out that they could find even genetic links and markers that they could locate to block or come up with medications that could block that, very encouraging, very exciting. And, of course, everybody's got their opinion on cancer research. I have mine. But I'll tell you this, there are some people out there that are doing great, scientists out there, rather, even outside of this country, that are making great strides for cancer research. And it's exciting to watch. American Cancer Society also coming up with some new research, too, that is right around the corner that will be interesting to see. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But that's what we are on this show. We're on call here for you each and every day to talk about information you might need for a little bit of hope, for your health, for your life, for your family, whatever it might be. Just know this, that wherever you are right now in your health, you're not stuck. You don't have to stay there. Knowing that you got some genetic links in there, then should that make you concerned? Yeah, it should, because genetics do play a role. And if they tell you it does, that it doesn't, whoever's telling you that is wrong, because it does play a role. Now, is it everything? No. But that should light a fire under you. If you're over the age of 30, or even 35, and you're not paying attention to your health, you're not making major lifestyle changes, you're not really doing what it takes over and above to radically transform your health, somebody needs to shake you right now. Because time is your greatest asset, and I can't tell you how many people that I see, even today, there's a 45-year young guy, 45, with a wife and kids, that is now going to have to go through surgery to have his entire colon removed. He's going to have a bag attached to him forever. He's overweight. It's his second bout of bowel cancer. Second. And the amazing thing to me is, I didn't ask him today because it would have been very inappropriate in the setting. But my question is, at what point, when you get cancer the first time, do you not have such a moment with yourself that you have such a radical change in the way that you think, a radical change in the way that you live? You look at your wife and your kids and say, enough is enough. It's such a wake-up call that things don't change. I don't get that. It bothers me to the core, because people can live better. It's not the doctor's fault. All he's going to do is cut out the colon because it's standard of care, because it's the guy's best option so the cancer doesn't come back. But 7 years ago, when the kid had cancer for the first time, what moment did he not have just a radical transformation that says, I have to change and get my life back because I can beat this? Maybe no one told him. But that's the difference. You're listening to this show right now, and I'm telling you that there's hope, that there's a chance for change. But you have to be the one to do it.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off now and go with Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm a chiropractor in the Colorado area, and okay, just wanted to call out and just to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I listen to you on the way home at night and learn lots and lots of information. I've been a chiropractor for over 20 years, and I'm just really starting to last two to five years include nutrition a lot in my practice, and just have seen a whole bunch of new results with adding the nutrition to what I do in my practice.
That's great. What area of Colorado are you in?
I'm in the Northway, that's north of Denver, Metro
nice.
Area.
That's great. And, so you started adding it, nutrition.
What's that?
So you started adding it into your practice and started seeing a lot of great results, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole bunch. And I had a case I wanted to just talk to you about, and I need to get going, so I'll just mention some things to you, and then I'll listen to you on the air, if that's all right.
Sure.
I have a young patient's diabetic. I believe they're Braille diabetic. They're 30, 31 years old, went into renal failure, doing dialysis three times a week, coming in getting the adjustment, and then I'm also doing high-powered therapeutic laser and on the kidneys to try and start some proliferation, get some proliferation there, and also some regrowth of the tissue and stimulation there. And then they've asked me about lymphatic because she's having trouble with her fluids, moving her fluids, and she's swelling a lot. And so she's been getting some, she has her regular doctors, and they're giving her information, and she is on some medications, but she's also asking more about what she can do nutritionally to try and help move the lymphatic system.
Okay. Now, do you have her doing any exercise at all whatsoever?
Yeah, she does exercise, but with doing the dialysis three times a week, it's making her real sick, and it's real hard for her to keep active. She's very small. She's not overweight. Maybe 100 pounds, if that. And but just today, I saw her today. She was very swollen, and holding on to life basically is what she's trying to do right now. She's not on a list yet. She's trying to get on the list for kidneys and a pancreas, but she hasn't been able to get on the list yet. So,
Is she? I mean, how much exercise can she handle? 10 minutes a day, you think?
I think on good days she can. On the day she's not doing dialysis, I think that she's more up and has more energy and probably could do at least 10, maybe more.
Okay, so it kind of phases in and out with the dialysis, from what she's telling me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you what, here's a couple of things. I mean, you're taking care of the nervous system, which I think is really important, and you're guiding her nutrition, which is fantastic. You know, her eating is going to be very, very important through all this. Here's the key, though, in the lymphatic system, from what I've seen, okay? With someone like that that can't really do a lot, then one of the best exercises that she can do, provided her age and ability for where she is, I think, is the mini trampoline, rebounding. And they have some really inexpensive ones, urbanrebounder.com. They have the little stabilization bars. They're really good. That's the one that we've always used in our clinics. And they're really fantastic. And she could do 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day. You know, it's kind of like whatever she's up to. And she can have it at home so she doesn't feel like she has to go to some gym and go and use her energy even driving and do all of that. She can do it at home. And then when she's done, she's done. And she can go sit down or do whatever she needs to do. But it doesn't mean she has to jump up and down like a wild woman either. You know that. She can just get up on the toes and get that pumping mechanism going, holding on to the stabilization bar which would be really good for. And if you don't have one of those in your clinic, I would encourage you to get one, even a couple, so people can work on their lymphatics while they're in your clinic, especially if they don't have them at home. It's great therapy, and you can also use it with the therapeutic laser that you use as well. It'd be a great tool to help restore function, like you're talking about, increase proliferation and stimulate different organs and glands and systems to function at a higher level. So it's a great little tool to use. But yeah, I mean, that's something that she could easily purchase, not really expensive, but she could have at home that could increase her health. And for diabetes, when someone's in acute renal failure, I'm going to tell you something that really not that I have used personally, but I have seen other practitioners use, and they've got phenomenal results. Matter of fact, one guy was given about 2 months to live based on his renal function, and he started using these products. So you might want to pass the information along to her. Now, it's not evidence-based, obviously, but it's from in the natural world, as you know, there's a lot of studies that have not been done to prove anything. But cayenne pepper and also juniper berries, those two together, for this guy, it didn't restore his kidneys back to, normal, but it slowed down the degeneration to the point where it started regenerating a little bit, and he's still going strong. They gave him months, and it's about 3 years later, and the guy's still going strong. So she might want to do some research on that. You might want to look up some research and give her some handouts or do some research on it to give her some guidance in that. But, yeah, I mean, that is well known now that I've even been studying it more for renal function. Pretty incredible. And you talk to a lot of nephrologists, and they really, once your kidneys start going downhill, that's it. And it's just management from there. Get on the list. Hope for the best. And I'm glad you're taking a proactive approach with her and kind of coaching her step by step. We need that. And I think it's great with what you're doing, Chris, with her. So keep up the great work, and we'll help you any way that we can to support you from this point, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Jonah from Florida writes, I've been struggling with prostate issues. My doctor says I have BPH. What is that, and what can I do? Well, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, it's the old prostate. Guys, we deal with that at some point. If you're over the age of 40, you need to have your prostate checked manually. Not a lot of fun, fellas. And also with your blood test, prostate-specific antigen, always important. Getting that done on a regular basis. So here's the key, though. They've done a lot of research, and there's a lot of natural products that can help. That's salt palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, zinc, because it's the number one mineral that we use as men. All of those can be helpful. And don't forget, an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Just some helpful hints, Jonah, for prostate issues. Now, doesn't mean don't use medicine that your doctor's telling you, but those are some helpful hints that are out there to promote healthy prostate health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Royal reception. President Trump and the First Lady in London. A busy first day during the state visit as the president meets with the Queen of England. At a lavish state dinner, Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves. President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
In other news, a deadly weekend in Chicago, 52 people shot, 10 of them killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"You know, I tell you this, the one thing that you can never measure, Ryan, is the amount of crime we prevent. You just can't measure that."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into break, we're talking with Michael and dealing with a health challenge called interstitial cystitis. And it's basically painful bladder more than anything. It's just, you want to look at it, get cut to the chase. Is what it really is. And, yeah, I mean, the reality is, Michael, we were kind of talking about it, and, you know, the doctors mostly will always tell you that there's really no cure, and it's unknown. They really don't even know what causes it, and it just comes on, and sometimes it'll go away. There's changes you can make. There's treatment. There's dietary things you can change, and, I mean, literally, sometimes it just goes away, and then it comes back. There's not a lot of rhyme and reason for it, and you know, there's different things they can do. There's bladder distension. Sometimes it's a form of treatment. They'll do a bladder installation, which is, it's kind of like a bladder wash. They'll put a fluid-filled solution in there, and there's a drug that they use called DMSO that can be helpful. Sometimes that's a treatment for it. But, you know, some of the drugs, have they given you any medication, oral medication yet?
They gave me a while back something called Elmeron.
Did it help? Because that takes like four months. Yeah, see, you have to take that for 4 months before it even kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you take it for like a week and it doesn't work, that doesn't really mean much. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. It's a tough
catch
medication.
22, basically.
It is a total catch 22. But let me tell you some things that they do know. You smoke?
No, I don't.
Good. Because that makes it unbelievably worse. Now, they found that exercise, let's lean over toward the natural side here for a second. They found that exercise, that people get some relief just by doing that. And I know, you know, you got some challenges there, but even getting in a pool and swimming, stretching, like, you know, a stretching routine every day, they found that just some of that can really help.
Uh-huh.
So that's very helpful. That from the dietary standpoint, there's foods you definitely want to stay away from that will flare it up. And that's alcohol, tomatoes, chocolate, all spicy foods, caffeinated, and citrus beverages.
What about coffee?
Well, that's a high acidic drink, big time. And it's got caffeine in it. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're gonna caffeine and it's acidic. Now, there's a whole thing called working on getting your body alkaline. There's what's called a pH scale, and some foods are very acidic, and then some foods are very alkaline. The more alkaline you can make your body with interstitial cystitis, the better off you're going to be. High acid foods increase inflammation and bladder irritation. And so a lot of people get a lot of relief from eating more foods that are alkaline. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of foods in there that are more your alkaline foods. You also want to stay away from artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, except for Truvia, but the artificial, which is the stevia, the artificial sweeteners a lot of times they're more on the acidic side, and they can really flare up the interstitial cystitis. So the diet's really important, believe it or not. As I always talk about, I always say this for everything, but it is. And the one thing they have found where they've seen some changes, as a matter of fact, if you look in some of the research, even the treatments that they do, people get relief, but it'll come back. But what they're finding is with the dietary things, when people change those radically and go more toward the alkaline diet, they'll find that the symptoms either begin to subside or they'll stay away for longer periods of time. They may still come back, but if you can keep it at bay for a longer period of time, that's going to be a real victory.
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know, I just want to give you, if you can have a little bit of hope, I don't like to say ever that anything's incurable or there's no way out. I mean, there's always a way out.
Right.
We've got to look at the things that you can do, not at the things that are just impossible. I mean, there's always something possible in our health. My gosh, if you can get sick, you can get well at some capacity. So you just have to know that. But, yeah, I mean, coming up with a game plan is going to be a real key. I would go ahead and get a copy of my book and get looking into the alkaline foods and start getting your body more alkaline. And I mean, really, just really, I mean, food's going to be your best medicine in this. You need to go through the treatments that they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be sitting there going, man, what is the deal? Why am I in so much pain? Is there no help? Because and much of processed food, if I got to eat baked chicken and broccoli, I'll do whatever I got to do if that's going to make it happen. So that's my mindset. And that's what I would encourage you to somehow adopt, because you got to beat this thing, man. You don't want it to win.
Well, thank you very much for your help, and I will definitely look into all that information.
Just look at it and keep me posted, all right? I want to hear how things are going with you, my man. 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Cynthia now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing, darling? How can I help?
Well, I have listened to your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am a scleroderma patient, disorder. I never heard of it. I knew that my sister died at age 35 of complications from lupus. We had never heard of lupus. She died in 1996, so of course, when I was diagnosed 5 years ago with scleroderma, you know, the first thing that I thought was I had been totally, I mean, to me, healthy. I was not overweight except for the reason I went to the doctor. I had gained 30 pounds, but I had no symptoms. And when I started listening to your show and you're talking about autoimmune disorders, I thought I'd call to see if there was some natural way that I could continue to, as my doctors, my asbestos and rheumatologist say, you know, it's a chronic disease, and you have to live with it, and you can live with it. But I'm on about 10 medications, the prednisone, the Plaquenil, the Protonix for gastrointestinal problems, the Celebrex for the pain rheumatoid, even Depakote for what they thought was some type of seizure activity, but after 5 days in the hospital, they said, well, we don't know. It just could be scarring all over my lungs, you know, just all over. But there's good days and bad days. But when listening to you provide so much hope with natural ways, as opposed to, like you say, stay on medications because the doctors are experts and they put us on the medication for a reason, but we have a responsibility to do what we can do have people that are knowledgeable like you to help us. So that's why I'm calling. I need to know what it is that I need to be eating to beat the scleroderma. Scleroderma has hit my lungs, my gastrointestinal tract, my eyes, my skin. Okay. And, you know, I've gone from pneumonia, bronchitis, pleurisy, just anything you can think of. So now I'm saying I'm doing all right. I'm functioning. I'm still working. Mm-hmm. But I want to eat right. I want to do those things you're saying do, but I don't know what supplements or where to start.
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second. Now, knowing that you're going through all that and you've had to walk through this and it's starting to change some things in your body. You know, again, you've got to come up with an original game plan. You come up with a game plan, you work your plan, and scleroderma is a challenge within itself. And it's within the category of health challenges that are real challenging. They are. Now, it's an autoimmune disease, which is where the body attacks itself. And, right, exactly. So in the middle of that, knowing what to do when you've got an autoimmune condition is the key. So, again, you don't want to just sit back and take it, but you want to get to a place where you're like, okay, it's autoimmune, which means there's a strong genetic component that we're playing around with. And the genetic guys, they're tough to beat. So when you got a genetic component that you've got going on in your body, it's like turning a light switch on. And once the light switch is turned on, then you get to a place where you can't turn the light switch off because autoimmune can't turn it off. It's too strong on the genetic card. But what you can do, is you can get to a place where you can actually get what I call a dimmer switch. And if you can turn the dimmer switch on and get that little dimmer switch to go down, the light may be on, but if you can get the dimmer switch on to a place where you can really take it down and can't see the light, but barely, just barely flickering, barely on, then you can slow down the progression of the disease or the health challenge. And that's where you're going to be in a good place. So coming up with a game plan for that is going to be important. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Now, the first thing you want to do always is with scleroderma, any kind of autoimmune condition like that, you want to lay down the groundwork and you want to do the T-test, as I like to call it. But you'll do echinacea tea and green tea. See, the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells are the two main components of the immune system. And one of those is going to be attacking the body, causing the response of what scleroderma is doing, and the other ones will be dormant. What you want to do is you want to figure out which one of those T helper cells are active in the body for the immune system, where it's autoimmune. And if you can find that out, green tea stimulates one of them, and echinacea tea stimulates the other side. And so you'll do 5 cups of green tea for 5 days and see how your body feels. If you feel absolutely fantastic, that's the one that's suppressing the T helper cells that's attacking your body. If you feel horrible, then it's extenuating it or it's accelerating that, and you want to obviously stop doing that. But again, if you'll feel it immediately. So obviously, if you're feeling horrible, don't finish it out for 5 days. But the one that makes you feel good, that can be a staple for you, whether it's green tea or echinacea tea, and that's only going to be something that can help you as far as your day-to-day activities and the way you feel each and every day. So that'll be a real blessing for you, okay? So that'll give you kind of a path or a roadmap to go down. As far as eating goes, I would encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start on the anti-inflammatory diet. Supplements that you'll need to follow, I mean, the foundational four are good for everybody. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. See, all those are fantastic. And on my website, we've got the 7 health prescriptions. You can just follow those to a T, and that's going to help you. But figuring out which one of the parts of the autoimmune process, that's the key. I mean, things like the scarring that can happen in your lungs, you know, continue to exercise if you can just a little bit, at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week can be very helpful. But those are some basic things to get started with. Please keep me posted how things are going with you, because we're here for you.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to break, talking with Candy. Candy's dealing with anxiety. She's on vacation down in Alabama, right?
Yes.
Down in Gulf Shores. Okay, so here's the deal. You're dealing with anxiety. You don't know why. It came out of nowhere. You're not stressed out. Life's not falling apart. But yet, you can't, let me guess, you can't sleep at night, right?
No, if I take my Xanax, I sleep at night.
No, I'm talking about without medicine.
Right.
Right. So one of the major symptoms of low GABA levels in the brain is insomnia and anxiety. Those are the two. And so you take the Xanax, and it takes care of those issues. So you're able to go to sleep. And then, of course, you're not anxious. But the problem is, it's very addictive. So here's the deal. To bring GABA levels up, here are the foods from a nutritional perspective that one should avoid. Okay? Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, anything with barley in it, anything with wheat flour in it. So that's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods right there will lower your GABA levels and make them worse. So if you eat those foods, it's making your condition worse. And all the benzodiazepine, all the Xanax is doing is masking all of that. Now, supplements that can be helpful for GABA. Remember, GABA itself, if you take it as a supplement, which they tried to make it into a supplement, but it didn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. It didn't cross over. And one of the main issues with the supplements that are actually beneficial, L-theanine, very good. L-taurine, very good as well. And here's one that they've said is really good, valerian root. But I've talked to a lot of pharmacists, and just the interactions of what valerian root can do, it can have some similar effects. It's got a very long half-life, and what that means is when you take a valerian root, it stays in the system. So I've talked to several pharmacists, and they just said that's on their blacklist, meaning that they're not big fans of recommending that. So they are the experts when it comes to chemistry in the body, no doubt, and how drugs interact, and how supplements interact. So just be careful. If you look into valerian root, which is a big component for GABA levels, you got to be careful with it, and you got to make sure you're working with a doctor at some level that's watching over you with that. Because it can be combined with other components, and that can be fine. But just know that, again, you just got to be careful with it. So if you haven't had any major issues, life hasn't thrown you a major curveball, you haven't gone through a lot of stress, and you're wondering what in the world is going on and what's causing the anxiety, usually it's nutritional, typically. And the Xanax is only going to be a Band-Aid, and again, you'll get addicted to it, very much so. So I'd be real careful with it. And your diet, that's the other key. Now, you told me, basically, I mean, there wasn't one thing that you mentioned that was healthy in what you're eating. The only way you're going to really make some major transitions in your life and conquer brain chemistry and conquer your body chemistry and feel better than you've ever felt before is to really focus. And if you want to finish out your vacation and do what you want, that's up to you. And I'm not, I don't want to like try to dictate that, take all the fun away, but there's more fun in healthy eating and healthy living and feeling really good and having that energy. I always say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does. That's a little mantra that I've always taught people and a mantra that I live by, and it's true. But healthy foods, if you make them right and learn how to eat, you know, prepare them and whatnot, it's really amazing. So I would encourage you to start maybe looking down that path of what it means to eat healthy. Now, my book is called Empowering Your Health, but I mean, and there's a lot of good books out there. So if you get mine, get someone to find someone that you can figure out how to lower inflammation in the body, lower inflammation all the way around. And if you do that, you'll find a lot of the keys to really healthy living. You know, of course, drinking more water, exercise, all the basic lifestyle choices that it's kind of like common sense, but we just don't do it. A lot of people don't. Those make a major difference too, but knowing that you can change, that's the key. I know you're dealing with anxiety, but remember, everything in the body is tied with everything. So it's all about connecting the dots. And when you start connecting the dots, that's where you start finding the healing for what you're shooting for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web. You can catch you and get up with all that's going on the show. Avocado is our food for the day. I'm a big fan. Why? Because they're great for prostate health, but really so much, and they pack a huge punch. They're healthy fats, but they also contain folate, potassium, monounsaturated fats, and of course they're very high in fiber, and they contain oleic acid, which has been formed or been found to improve overall fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. So by using avocados, their main source is fat, of course, but they can lower triglycerides by up to 20%. Yes, I said lower your triglycerides by up to 20%. Pretty incredible. And help lower overall cholesterol. A low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to both lower levels of dangerous low-density lipoprotein, that's the bad type of cholesterol, and raise the HDLs, that's the good kind of cholesterol. And the avocados are also a huge source of fiber, 10 grams and only one avocado. And we know, of course, that will help lower blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, specifically colon cancer. They contain 30% more potassium than a banana. So don't go for the banana, go for the avocado. Potassium is beneficial in the body by lowering blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. So, as you can see, the benefits of avocados, I'm a big fan of. Most people worry about the fat, and I think it's ridiculous because the fat in these avocados is the kind of fat that you need. And most of us get a lot of the fat we don't need. By putting the good, healthy fats in, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.